Three specific steps requiring City of Whitehorse approval need to take place before the Yukon government can go ahead with a new replacement school on the same lot as another school in Tahini, according to a city communications manager. The territorial government's plan is to relocate Ekol Whitehorse Elementary School from downtown to up the hill on the same lot as Tahini Elementary School. The new school is set to displace two of the three softball diamonds that currently exist there, and add a shared multi-sport field. City Communications Manager Matthew Cameron laid out the steps that need to be taken before the project goes forth. First, the city's official community plan needs to be changed to redesignate the land use away from its current designation, green space, to another land use designation, such as residential urban. Second, a master plan is needed, as required under the official community plan policy. Third, the zoning bylaw would need to be amended to allow for the new building. The location is currently zoned as parks and recreation but needs to be zoned public services for the school to proct. Each of these steps would require approval from City Council and would include an opportunity for public input before proceeding to the next step, Cameron said by email. After these steps are complete, it would just be a matter of securing the necessary building permits. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.